After Coffee Mambo Jumbo's visit to the East End of London again to visit Clemson and Son, I'm here on the cupping table with two beautiful coffees, the Jono, group head barista, and Henrik, who gave me a wonderful tour of the roastery itself, gave me to take home, to cup, to brew, to push through the R58, to do anything I want to do with it, really. And the sole purpose for me doing this is obviously to hone my skills, to really partake in understanding the differences in coffees, and to also spread the news of all these varieties that you can find in coffees, to showcase artisan roasters is really what Coffee Mambo Jumbo is about. And I've got here on the cupping table, and you know me well enough that actually before even starting to cup, I examine the beans very carefully. Now these two coffees, Ethiopian Sidamo and Kenyan Peaberry, are just little wonders. They just are very small. The Sidamo in particular, very scraggy looking, very distinct feel and vision to the Ethiopian Sidamo. And for some reason, it's got a big, big space in my heart because it just looks amazing. And I've tasted so many Sidamos before and they've never disappointed me. They've always enchanted me. Now, as for the Kenyans, I love Kenyan coffees. I've had Kenyan coffees before. One that immediately comes back from the memory bank is the Cult of Doan version 12, which Richard Williams and the team at Workshop Coffee kept as a single origin for their espresso Cult of Doan, which is often a blend. For the first time ever, it was kept as a single origin. Kenyan coffees are very complex, are very fruity, are very light. They're beautiful. Both these coffees that I've got here on the cupping table are tiny little giants, tiny in their appearances, and giants when it comes to flavor and to mouthfeel and to just enjoyment. So I've got these two now here, and I'm cupping them as we speak. And just for good measure, because I wanted a third coffee there, I had some left of the Terrone Latin American blend. Of course, you've heard the booze probably. It is roasted in Italy by Terrone and brought over by Eddie, who's got a stand in Nettle Market. And I just wanted, and I love this coffee as an espresso and also as a milk-based drink. And just, I wanted to have another third coffee on the cupping table. So I'm starting with the Terrone. It's very round, it's very smooth, it's got a beautiful mouthfeel, it's quite heavy, but really lovely. And of course, I know already this coffee as an espresso, and I really like it. Now, it's the last bit I had, last 12 grams that I had, so I thought I'd put it on the cupping table. But now, to one of the tiny little giants from Clemson's and Son, Ethiopian Sidamo. How does this compare? A little slurping, gonna go on again. I mean, it's lovely. It's really sweet. It's much lighter on the mouth. It's lovely. It's got kind of such a balance about it. It's really, really lovely. I actually swallowed it. I never even used my spittoon. Oh, when I come to a Sidamo, I just can't resist. But let's go for the Peaberry. And you know, of course, the Peaberries are the single beans in a cherry. They're round, they're small, and they're full of flavor. Wow, this is so delightful. This is a beautiful fruitiness, acidity coming through. It's very light, it's complex. It's just delicious. I will say it's difficult to tell the difference between the Sidamo and the Peaberry just basically on the mouthfeel. But where the Kenyan Peaberry actually just immediately gives you another dimension is a fruitiness. There is kind of a brightness in there. Just got to take another slurp. Oh, and I've got to swallow it. I mean, it is so lovely. It just kind of glides to the back of my tongue and it just goes down my gullet. It is very, very beautiful. Let's get back to the Sidamo, my Sidamo that I always love. Are you going to be beaten by the Kenyan Peaberry is the question. Now, this Kenyan Peaberry is from the Tatu Estate. definitely got a milder mouthfeel, the Ethiopian. Okay, I will also say there is, interestingly enough, 3 days difference in the roasting date. The Kenyan, 3 days older, 13th of August. The Sidamo, 16th of August. Interesting as well. But I think, at least on the cupping table, what's more enchanting, what's more lively in the mouth and beautifully balanced is, I think, the Kenyan Peabody. Clemson's and Son, you've got a great coffee here from the Tatu Estate. Nevertheless, Ethiopia, never far behind. I love Ethiopian coffees and I love the Sidamo. Now, I will, of course, have to brew with them, and the Sidamo quite easily can be pushed through the R58 as an espresso. So stay tuned, because this head-to-head of the little giants will continue on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo.